Zogt die Mishnah Kufches Amud Aleph, the last line. Ein oisin hilmi b'shabes. You're not going to make a mixture of salt and water, not regular salt water, a whole big mixture of brine. Zogt die Mishnah weiter Kufches Amud Beis, aval oisu is mei amelech. But stam salt water you're allowed to make. The Gemara is going to differentiate. Either stam mei melech is mu'otin, and brine hilmi is a lot. And the question is what it is. These are all the Rabbonons.
It's not osu.
These are osu mid Rabbonon. The Mishnais in this Perek are all isuri de Rabbonon. Exeris chachomim that it's osu mid Rabbonon. Now the reason why it's osu is because when you mix salt and water, so it's a preservative. You preserve the food that way. Mm-hmm. So it's like ibud, just like in my abed oiris, which is a melacha deraisa. So midrabbonon, to make the mixture is like a process of the ibud also. We are ma'abed, we are koivish the oichlim. So that is like a preservative that's like making being ma'abed oiris. The Rambam learns that kovish kumavushal. Forget the problem is because if you make that mixture and you keep food in there and 24 hours, kovish kumavushal, so it's a drabbonon of bishul, which is a mechudish de gadin, but pashtas, Rashi is going to say else ibud. It's near kamabit. It looks like kamabit. So it's rabbanon dekedin. So again, ein ois in hilva b'shabes. You can't make this brine. Aval ois is me'amelech, but regular me'amelech you could. V'toivel ben pito. You're allowed to dip your bread in there. V'noisel to take a tafshil. We're allowed to take me'amelech and put it into a tafshil. Omer Rabbi Yosi says, you tell me hilmi not. Tanikama says hilmi not and me'amelech yes. V'aloi hu hilmi be'meru be'meut. If hilmi is usher. So the ingredients are salt and water. So what's the difference if it's a lot or a little? If hilmi is osir, then it's osir also a little of it. We don't say melach is osir only a lot and not a little. So mei melach should be osir too. Ve'elu en mei melach ha'metogin. But however, this is what's mutter when it comes to mei melach. Noisin shemen lechatchila letecha mayim or letecha melach. Meaning, mei melach, the effect of salt and water is when the salt is with water. But if you, let's say, put oil first into the water, so it already weakens the power, the effect of the salt into the water. So if you put shemen first into the water and only then the salt, or if you put shemen into the melach, which also that not dilutes, but it makes it weaker, the effect of salt on the water. So that's, those are ways that it's permissible. Doing it in a way of shemen interfering in the water hitting the salt, or the salt hitting the water, either it was shemen first in the water, or the shemen first in the salt.
What does that do?
That makes it that it's not ma'abed anymore, because ma'abed is the effect of kovush, of preserving. This is not anymore so strong, so it's not considered anymore near the ma'abed. Zogt Rashi, Eilen Mutogin, Koidem Shiitin HaMelech, Noisin Shemen Latech HaMelech, B'tchila Koidem Shiitin HaMayim, Da Shemen Ma'akev, it prevents She'ein HaMelech Mis'arev Yofa. So it doesn't mix well, you know, it doesn't dissolve well, because shemen interferes. So imamayim umatish es koychom yoyz me'melach azin. So it's not strong. Avaloyitin mayim u'melach betchila. But don't put water and salt together first. Afilu noisin shemen lebesoif. Even if you put shemen right after that into it, Zok Rashi. The b'shoshim noisin mayim u'melach yachad hu nira k'ma'abit. It doesn't make a difference that 4 seconds later you put in the shemen into the salt water. Because at the time when you put the salt in the water, it's nigger kamahabed. So the Rashi doesn't say how long it's a problem. Maybe even right away. The Mishnah Berurah discussed it. It says maybe right away it would not be a problem because it's only nigger kamahabed if you change the formulation right away. So again, but Rashi learns clearly it says ibud oigen, like kvoshim. Since over here you're being preserving it, so it's like you're being ma'abed. If you hold ein ibud be'oichlin, it's taka only exera in chenami. There's no ibud be'etzim, ein ibud be'oichlin, but it's only exera. It's nearer kamabit that you're prepping this for ibud not oichlin. Zog the Gemara, my ka'omar, meaning what is hilmi? What is me'melach? Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hachi Komar. Ein oisu me'melech merubin. Me'melech merubin, it's called hilmi. Aval oisu me'melech mu'otin. But a small amount you could. That's in between hilmi and me'melech. Omer Rav Yosef. That's good for Rabbi Yossi's taina. If Hilmi is also, why should Meimelach be muta? Ibayelu, fact the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi lesser lahatir. Is Rabbi Yossi arguing? He's arguing, but the question is, what's he arguing? Is he saying because there's no difference between Merubim and Watin, just like Watin is muta, so Merubim should also be muta? Or are you saying, since Merubim are also, because Hilmi is also, so Watin should also be also? Sagt die Gemara, so is a machloikis. Omer Rav Yehuda says that Rabbi Yossi is lahatir. It's coming to be matir. And just like Muatin is muta, Merubim is muta too. Made it like a Tony because it doesn't say Rabbi Yossi oiser. It should have said, Tanakama says, Hilmi oiser, Meimelech is muta, Rabbi Yossi oiser, Bishneim. That's what it should have said. So must be it's coming to be matir, and they're both muta, even the Hilmi. Omer Rabbi, I'll ask you from the Sefer. Homeriktoni Sefer. Ve'elu in Meimelech Hamutogen. It says, only this is muta. Michalad Rabbi Yossi lesser. It implies very clearly that what he said up until now is osir, and only this is muta. When you put the shemen, interferes in the process. So we see L'chari Rabbi Yossi is lesser. Now this is L'chari Shtaka Tainan and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is saying that Rabbi Yossi is lahatir from the fact that it doesn't say Rabbi Yossi osir. So, but Rabbi has a Shtaka Tainan from the fact that it says in the Sefer that Ve'elu ein Melech HaMutogin is mashma that Rabbi Yossi is lesser. So it's a Shtaka Tainan Rabbi Yehuda that says Rabbi Yossi is lahatir. Here it's mashma clearly in the Sefer. Only Elu ein Melech HaMutorin is mashma stomer Rabbi Yossi asers. So what's Rav Yehuda going to answer? So Ritva says that you can say that this is only Lidivreim de Rabbonon Komelu. Meaning Rabbi Yossi is telling the Chachomim that you that say that Merubim are Osir, however, be moida that if you put Shemen first, so then it should be muta. He's saying Lidivreim de Rabbonon, you should be mata in such an instance. A component of the Gemara is being medayik. Rav Yehuda holds Rav Yossi lahatir, but Rabbah says no. Clearly not like that. Rav Yossi is lesser. Zok the Gemara elam Rabbah lesser. So Rabbah takos lesser. V'cherem Rav Yechanan lesser. Rav Yossi is coming to asa both. And the only heter is if you put shemen interfering first. You can't make Meimelech Merubin to place into Kvoshin. Kvoshin are vegetables. Shebetoich Gistra. Gistra is a broken shard. So you put the Meimelech in this broken shard. You don't want to not utilize a broken shard. You have something from a broken kli, so use it for the mice of kibush of the vegetables. So you put you're not allowed to put meimelach merubin for kvoshin in a gistro. Avol oisim meimelach muatin, but muatin you're allowed to. Va'oicha ben pitoy, dip your bread in it. V'noisim techal tafshil, or you put it in your tafshil. That's also muta. That's Rabbi Yossi's tain in the Mishnah. Just because it's a lot, so it's also, and if it's a little, it's muta. How do you differentiate in a melacha? A lot of it is also, and a little of it is muta. Elo, Zogt Rabbi Yossi, Elu ve'elu asurin. Like we said before, like Rabbi Shita, not like Rav Yehuda. Elu ve'elu asurin, Saim Rubim, Saim Uatin are also. The elu in Meimelech Hamutorin. The only time it's muta is noise Shemen and Melech or Shemen and Ma'im uvat lit in Ma'im and Melech al Chatchila. Bashen and Ma'im and Melech Chatchila, where it's potent, where it's azin. So then tak it's also Simon Rubin and Simon Watin. Zog the Gemara azin snoin ve esrik simen. Tony Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva ein oisim Meimelech azin. He now make Meimelech azin very strong, meaning a large percentage of the salt. My Meimelech Azin, what does it mean, Azin? Rav Rav Yosef, Ba'abed Amitavayu, Kol Shabeya, Sofa Behen. If you put an egg in water, it sinks to the bottom. But if you put an egg in so much salt water, like Yama Melech, that you float, so that amount of salt makes it Me Azin. The Kama, what's the amount of salt that the egg starts floating? Omer Abaya, Tre Tilsa Milcha, 2/3 Melech, Vitilsa Maya, and 1/3 water. My Avdilei, Why would a person have so much salt in water? Omer vavo lemuraisa. Muraisa is a gashi shel dogim, fish brine. So for fish brine, you need to make it, it's a brine. A brine is a preservative. So for that, you make such a vast amount of salt. Zogti gemoga. Tony Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. Ein molchen tznoin ubeya b'shabes. You're not allowed to be molech. You're not allowed to salt radishes, tznoin, and eggs. Now Rashi says, tznoin ubeya, we're not talking about one radish. So Rashi, gimel v'dalet chatichas yachad. An amount of 3-4 together. Shamelech ma'abdon. Again, Rashi's learning that this is the ibud. V'nasin koshin v'avetikun. So here Rashi's saying, it's be'etzem etikun. So even though maybe ein ibud ba'oichlin, until now we said it's nira kama abed. That's the making, the mixture. The making of the mixture is nira kama abed. Here Rashi is saying, the actual being moilich, it's noinu beya, but only if it's 3-4 together. So that is tikkun, it's ma'abed, the food. Rav Chizki mishmeid abaya omar, it's noin osar, and that's halacha, we're mechalak. It's noin, radishes are foods that are nisabed through salt water. So it's known as takosa. Ubeim uteres. This is drabonon. This is drabonon. Because it's far to ibud ba'oichlin. So it's known is osa. But bey is muteres. Now, the poets can already say, the levush, that the reason why bey is muter, it was not the derech to pickle eggs. These are pickling. Pickled eggs you don't have, but pickled radishes you do. You know, at the end of the Seder, before Shulchan Aruch, you take the egg and you put it in salt water. Zeichel Chagiga. So, it clearly, even Gimel V'dalet Rashi says, you can have the whole family have a bunch of eggs. So, clearly that putting eggs in salt water is not called, is muta, ubei muteres. Now, the truth is, in Hilchas Pesach, in Tofa and Gimel, the Magen Avraham and the Taz say that l'chatchila, let's say Pesach falls on Shabbos, is l'chatchila better to make the salt water before Shabbos? Because that's really what we're discussing now. Making the salt water, the mixture, is it better when Pesach Shchali is b'Shabbos? Is it make it before or not?
But l'chatchila 2 minutes is
shmak. L'chatchila, it's better not because you're making it for Karpas. Uh-huh. What's karpas? Karpas is radishes. It's noin. And if you have the ganze mishpacha, you put it in, you have to know, okay, that's the etzim putting it in. Lemaisa, the amount of salt that we have is not 2/3.
It's a little bit.
It's much less.
So you're just dipping it in.
You're dipping it in also. That's also another reason why it's muta. Dipping is not being ma'abedit. When you dip something and you eat it, it's derech achilosoi. It's another reason brought down in Mishabur and the Poiskin. Because when you're doing a derech achilosa, it's not a problem. That's not koivish, that's not pickling. Zog the Gemara weiter, Tonik Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva, Emoch itznoin ubei b'Shabbos, Rav Chizki mishmeid abayom etznoin osu bei muteres. Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says as follows, Mireish hava melach na pugla. Originally, I used to pickle radishes. Amina, I figured, afsudiko mafsidei. It's ruining it. Fakert. A radish tastes much better without the salt. So if you mafsid it, it's the opposite of preserving it. I'm ruining it. The Omer Shmuel, Pugla, Chur Famali. A Pugla, it's noin, which is a radish. The sharper it is, don't touch it, it's better. Came into Shemana Laha. Once I heard this memra, that's noin also, the also ula, the Omer Marove, Milcha, kishra, that if a person salts kishra, zogdashi, tilin gvoyin, meaning big piles, igul al igul, so then memalach le melachna, so if that's the terech to do it, and not that it's mafsid it, then I stop doing it. But tfule vadim et tvilna, that's what we said before. When we are saying it's also to keep it, to store it, to pickle it, to be koivish it, but to be toivel it, like we do by the Leila Seder, there is no problem in the etzim dipping it in. In the making, so that is mutami ikadin, but chatchila we try to do it before. But to merely dip it and eat it, that's mutter. Tvule vadim et tvilna. he used to not just dip it. First, he used to pickle it and leave it there. Why? Because it's the opposite of preserving it. It ruins it. Because a pickle, the raw state is much better. A radish, I mean. But after I heard that Ula said that I pickle piles and piles and heaps of it, and it's good in the weekday, so then I realized, no, I shouldn't be doing this on Shabbos and pickling it and leaving it there. So I didn't do it anymore, but I dipped it. I did do. To dipping, I could. Zog ma'otonek avidu b'chaviva. Esrig. An esrig. Tznoin ubeya. Il molek lipos nechitzayna. If not for the outer layer, the outer shell. Rashi says the bay. We're talking about the chelben. So it's called a klipa. I did the other ones. Einon yoytzi minei ma'ayim lo'olam. It would not... It would very hard to get it out of your intestines. Only the egg white makes it that you can digest it properly. And it's yotze b'nei ma'ayim. If not for that, it would not be able to come out. The same thing with tznoin and beya. You need that outer layer. Nobody ever drowned in the yam of Sdoim, in the yam of Melach. Because you float. Om Rav Yosef, hafuch Sdoim. Stone was turned over, upside down. So afucha mila. So your words are also wrong. They're upside down. It seems to imply gavrud loy tova. A person did never drowned, but kshuga tova. But a log does drown. How could that be? A log usually floats in regular water, and a person drowns. And here it seems to imply the person not, but a log yes. So it's afucha. Omle abaya, let me buy you. Come on, no, abaya log. Also doesn't drown. Let me buy kshuga dafilu b'chol meim usheba elam leitova. A regular log doesn't drown. It floats even in all waters. Elafilu gavre the tova b'chol meim usheba elam b'yom nisdoim leitova. Zok mo lemain af kamina. What's an af kamina if it floats or not? Ki oda ravin have a shokel v'oz lachoyed Rabbi Yirmiyah. He was going behind Rabbi Yirmiyah. Aguda diyam esdoim on the banks of the river of Sdoim, the water of Sdoim, on the Yama Melach. Omalei mahu. Lemimshi mahani mai b'shabato. Are you allowed to use this water to Shabbos? Meaning, are you allowed to use this water? Is it refua? And refua is also on Shabbos, the gzera of shrika samonim. So these are merapa, the ayin. Are you allowed to use this water to be merapa ayin or not? Omele shapidomi. It's a mukach yidung for refua. So even though it's misrapa, because the whole refua is only a gzera of shrika samonim, so once it's only a gzera, so then, shrik zamonim is the amaloch of tchina, but it's only gzeira. So once it's not nicker that you're doing for refua, so any refua is never gzeira of shrik zamonim if it's not nicker. Because you're allowed to drink lemon juice, even though it's also healing you. It's healing my throat. I'm drinking. You're allowed to do things that are derech shtiyosam, so it's not nicker severe also. It's shapidomi to use the water even on your eye. Yeah, don't put it in your eye. But here the Gemara is saying it means maybe near the eye. Let's see the Gemara. And if they know what kind of ailment in the eye, maybe a certain infection. This is before antibiotics. Pre-antibiotics, salt water cleans. So maybe it's for an infection. Or for a pink eye. So he told him, what about if I blink my eyes open and close, open and shut, so then it's more nicker than I'm doing it for refuah? Because then I'm not just being roichetz d'ay. Omalei zuloi shamati. But kiyotze ba shamati, meaning legabi closing eyes, I take it or no. But similarly, in a case where it's refuah, that I do know. Omer Reb Zeira, zimnin omalei mishmeder Rav, Masna. Zimnin omalei mishmeder ma'ukva. I'm only said in the name of Masna, I'm only in ma'ukva. So these two different dinim that he's going to say, tavai mishmeder avur Shmuel v'levi amrin. And they both were said in the name of avur Shmuel and Levi. Chad Omar, one of them said, meaning either Avur Shmuel or Levi said, Yain b'tocha ayin is osur, to put wine directly in the eye is osur because it's muchach l'refua. And however, Yain agava ayin on top of the eye, not in it, is muta. The Chad Omar, and the other one said, Roik tofel. Rashi says Roik tofel means the spit in the morning before a person ate is very potent. So that is also, I feel agava ayin osur, it's osur even l'refua, even next to the eye. So it's nicker that it's medicinal. The roik tofel, since it's clearly it's only meant for refuah, so it's also even if it's next to the eye, because you don't wash yourself. It's not l'shem rechitza when it's roik tofel, so it's muchach that it's l'shem refuah. So that's what he's coming to say. He asked the question: could you open and shut your eyes? So he's saying when it's muchach that it's for refuah, so then tak it's also. So if you're using the meimelach and your oitzim enayim where it's not done
in a regular way like that, so it's muchach for refuah, and that would taka be osa.
Now then it would only be osa because of the gzeira of shechikas samonim, because every refuah is only a gzeira that you might come to be shechik samonim, which is the av of being toichen. So it's a gzeira of shechikas samonim. Now that's why it has to be muchach, because otherwise, mechateisa, I'm being merapa myself. I'm doing something that's the norm. But if it's not the norm, so then it's muchach, that's the refuah, and something that's not done, so then you're doing the refuah, and then it will be also like being oitzim inayim.
Zogdemot, it's time that the Shmuel the Omar, it's time that the father of Shmuel is the one that said, yayim b'toich ha'ayin is also, al gav ha'ayin is mutter. Why? Mid Omar Shmuel, shoyach odom pita b'yayin, Shmuel, the son said, you're allowed to be shoyach your bread and wine, v'nois al gav ha'ayin, and you take the bread. It's not bizu oichlin. You take the bread and you put it on the gava ayin b'shabbos. So it must be the shmile miman. Who did he hear this from? Lav the shmile miavua. So it must be that his father is the one that differentiated between mitoich ayin al gava ayin. Uletameich odam hashmul roik tofel roik the spittle that you have in the morning before you ate anything. I feel al gava ayin is also even on the side of the eyes also the shmile miman. Who did he hear this from? Ilem the shmile miavua. If he heard this from his father, el Levi v'lechado. So nothing is said in the name of Levi. We're saying that Mishmei the Avur v'Shmuel the Levi. What's exactly in the name of Levi? El Levi v'Lechoda Omar El Chodesh Shmuel em Avur v'Shmuel. One of them he heard from his father. V'Chodesh Shmuel emi Levi. V'Loyadinim we don't know. Hey Avur v'Hemi Levi. Omar Ukva v'Shmuel Shoyra Odom Kilurin. Kilurin is also a mixture with different types of medicinal herbs that you mix together. Me'erev Shabbos. You're allowed to do this Erev Shabbos, make this mixture before Shabbos, and then v'nois al gabi eino b'Shabbos. So then you're not doing on Shabbos the medicine, the making of the medicine. Then you're only putting it on eino on Shabbos. The eino choshesh, you don't have to be choshesh. And Rashi explains, the second white line, v'nois al gabi eino d'lididei kevin da'atzchu l'shroisom Erev Shabbos. For himself, there's no gzeira. Why? Since we require that he does this before Shabbos, Ika Kera, there's a hacker, so there's no gzeira. Vilek lemigzar, uman chazinu, and someone that sees him doing so, sovar, the rechitze ba'almu, the kesova shu yayin, he thinks it's not being roichitz. So there's no shash for him, because he did it before Shabbos, so there's no gzeira. So someone to bring a rai from here, that if you, let's say, prepare a medicine before Shabbos, so then it should be mutter, if let's say you take medicine, put in your food, before Shabbos, and you eat it on Shabbos, on a tzad that it's, where it's not nafal mishkov, you can't take medicine on Shabbos. Then it should be mutter. So Reb Moshe and Chuvis clearly is mechalik, and he says it would not be so simple that it's mutter. He asks us actually. Others are more mekel, but makom tzerich to do it in azar oifen if you prepare it before Shabbos, because then for him there's no gzeira because he clearly differentiated. Zok the Gemara Balevoi have a koi kameida marukva. By the way, he was going for the ma'ukva. Chazid ave ma'ye tzu posach. He saw that he was shutting and opening and closing his eyes. Omalei, kulehai vadeloi shogi. That is osa. To put it in your eye and shutting and closing, that's clearly medicinal. Mashmuel sholach le'gab yanai. Kulehai vadeloi shogi mashmuel. Sholach le'gab yanai ma'ukva. Lizdolon ma'am ahanach kilugin. Send me some of those kilugin. This medicinal mixture. The mashmuel. I'm going to send you. So you shouldn't think I'm stingy. So I'm no problem sharing it with you. But you should know that this is really what Shmuel holds. It's better to have, the best thing is to have a drop of cold water that you put in your eye, shachis in the morning, arvis, and washing your feet and your hands with warm water at the evening, mikol kilurin shaboilam, more than all types of medicines and mixtures and concoctions of kilurin that you want to put into your eye. The best thing is tipas tzoin and shachis and rechitz yadayim v'raglayim b'chamin arvis. And that's better, mikol kilurin shaboilam. Zog motani yami ochi, omer amune mishum rabbi yudah, toive tipas tzoin and shachis, uchitz yadayim raglayim arvis, mikol kilurin shaboilam, from all kilurin shaboilam. Let's see the last Gemara. Hu haya oimer yad la'ayin tikotzeis. If you put your hand in your eye, Rashi says, before netil sidayim in the morning,
so there's still a ruach ra on your finger, so tikotzeis should be cut off because it's dangerous.
Yad l'chotim, put it in your nostril, tikotzeis. Again, before netil sidayim in the morning. Yad l'pe in your mouth, tikotzeis. Yad l'oizen in your ear, tikotzeis. Yad l'chasudo. Chasuda is the place of Akozas Dam. It's Tikotzeitz, the opening where you make his dam, bloodletting. Yad La'oma, in the Aver, in the opening of the Aver, Tikotzeitz. Yad L'pi Tabas, in the Pi of Tabas, Tikotzeitz. Yad L'gigis, Kuftes Amar Aleph, L'gigis, Akdrashi, Shemtilim B'Sheikhar, Tikotzeitz. This is all talking about pashas before Netilas Dam in the morning. Yad Mesame, since a hand that is still not, you were not to Yadayim, is Mesame, it blinds in the eye. Yad Machesh, it deafens in the ear. Yad Malapulipas, it causes a terrible odor when you put it in your mouth. Stop over here at the top of Kuftes.